Do you dream that the world will know your name? So tell me your name. And do you care about all the little things or anything at all?
You don't have to learn how to control your thoughts. You just have to stop letting them control you. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the SU2G podcast. That's right, Step Up to Greatness with me, your host, your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. This is the place to get your tips, tricks, inspiration, motivation, stories, ideas, all geared at moving you forward towards a life of greatness. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, Step Up to Greatness, or my website where you can catch the podcast as well as the videos all in one place, stepuptogreatness.com. Today, we're going to talk about intrusive thoughts. Do you sometimes feel like your thoughts are beyond your control and some of them make you uncomfortable? If so, you can relax. Intrusive thoughts are very common and usually harmless. One study reported by Psychology Today asked volunteers to talk about what goes through their minds. They found that the average participant had about 500 unintentional thoughts each day, and about 30% of those were socially unacceptable or downright shocking. You can learn to feel more at ease even when your mind takes a little dark turn. Now, I, for one, am familiar with intrusive thoughts. I've spent most of my adult working life job hopping for the most part, which is one of the reasons why I decided to become a life coach, aka the greatness facilitator. Is because that lost feeling I had all those years where I was jumping from job to job. I would spend a good few years at a job at a time and was usually pretty good at the jobs. It just wasn't filling my cup and had me always questioning my worth, my value, my purpose. And that's when I became a personal trainer and knew how much I loved helping people, and that way helping them feel better about themselves, get their health back on track, and knowing the mental benefits to getting physically healthy in addition to your mental health. So now that I've been, a trainer for 7+ years and a certified professional coach going on 2 years, does that make me free of intrusive thoughts? No, absolutely not. As we heard in the last episode, I've been dealing with some anger issues and stress, and a lot of those stem from intrusive thoughts. We have a big day coming up very soon related to our fostering case, and my wife and I have both been fighting intrusive thoughts when it comes to that. Wondering how long are these kids going to be staying with us? Will they be going home sooner rather than later, or are we going to get to be their forever parents? So, intrusive thoughts are certainly there for me and many other people. But I want to help you discover ways to tame those intrusive thoughts. I could do it through meditation and other self-help techniques, which will help get those intrusive thoughts reeled in. So if you're going to meditate to tame those thoughts, one, let go of judgments. Most of your discomfort probably comes from resisting what's on your mind rather than from the thought itself. With regular practice, mindfulness meditation can train you to observe and accept your thoughts. Meaning, you're being too hard on yourself when those thoughts become intrusive. You need to realize where the thought itself is coming from and learn how to deal with where that thought is coming from. Also with meditating, focus on your breath. If you pay attention to your breath, it's going to help keep you in the present moment. It's one of those reasons why they tell you if you're starting to feel stressed, angry, anxious, to take deep breaths, counting to five, all those different things. You learn to distinguish between you and your passive thoughts when you take that moment to breathe and take those deep breaths. Also, when you take those deep breaths, what you're doing is, number three, you're slowing down. Most of our intrusive thoughts, they last only about 14 seconds or less even. If you patiently wait for them to make their way out, they'll pass even quicker because you're kind of counting on it to pass. So just slow down your thoughts. So that's the three things when it comes to meditating. Let go of the judgments. Focus on where the thought is rooting from. Focus on your breath. Take those deep breaths and a beat just to kind of collect yourself. And slow down. Now, other ways to do it yourself when it comes to taming those intrusive thoughts. Avoid suppressing those thoughts. Trying to avoid those intrusive thoughts, it usually backfires. It's like the famous Harvard experiment that asks subjects to stop thinking about polar bears, and it winds up making it difficult to think about anything else than polar bears. So again, if you are, instead of trying to suppress them, if you're figuring out where the root of that thought is coming from, you'll usually be able to detect why you're thinking that way and ways to help yourself through that thought. Two, change your expectations. Dreading unwelcome thoughts also reinforces them. Try to view them as a routine part of daily life. We're going to have negative thoughts. We're going to have times where we question ourselves. But the best thing you could do to make it more of a routine is think about the times you've overcome your own self-doubt or times other people doubted you. And realize this is normal. You've done it before. You've had those doubts. And here you are today. You're doing just fine. Three, change the script. If you tend to replay unpleasant events, give yourself something more pleasant and productive to think about. Forget about office politics and focus on what to eat for dinner. I know that's a good one for me. Thinking about, ooh, I can't wait to eat that when I get home, especially with my wife having gotten a new air fryer to use. Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. All right, back to the list. Funny I say it that way, because the next one is stay on task. Do you avoid certain activities because they trigger thoughts you find it difficult to manage? You may be able to free yourself from such limitations by planning more constructive approaches. Develop more compassion for someone you disagree with instead of shutting them out. Next, try to disengage. Depending on your personality and your preferences, you may want to minimize your involvement with involuntary thoughts. Consider them irrelevant and carry on with what you're doing. Meaning, don't let yourself get distracted by the intrusive thought. Like I said before, we're going to cycle back to those earlier points. Take that deep breath, control your breathing, and just patiently wait, or even focus on the thing you know you can accomplish with the task at hand. And by focusing on the task and disengaging from that thought, you'll move on from it quicker. Next, think it through. On the other hand, you may feel more relief when you face things head on. Write your thoughts down or talk them over with someone you trust if you find it helpful and not distressing. Again, by working through it, by realizing where the root of the issue is, you're more likely going to find the solution. And maybe you need the perspective of someone else. Talk it out, think it out, write it out. Whatever you do, sometimes it's best to actually take it head on. Gotta find which one of those ways works for you. Next, rest and relax. It's natural for your mind to wander, but you may feel like it's getting too much exercise. In addition to meditation, use relaxation methods like listening to soft music and taking a long walk. Again, I use those last week. I mentioned, you know, taking a walk when I got a little overheated and a little over anxious. So taking a walk helps. Listening to some calming music. Heck, even if it works for you, it might be different, and you need to listen to that hardcore music to just to get that adrenaline kind of out of your system. Find a way that helps you feel more at ease and get that thought out of your head. And hey, there's no shame in going on Groupon and finding a local massage parlor, salon, whatever you want to call it, and get yourself a massage. That's definitely relaxing for me. Now, there's another way of handling your intrusive thoughts, and that comes to getting professional treatment. One, you can see your doctor. While these involuntary thoughts usually have no significant effects, they may be more troubling for you than you realize. That's especially true if you have certain conditions such as obsessive compulsive disorder, anxiety, or even depression. Let your physician know about any symptoms that are disrupting your life. Sometimes it could be something biological that's going on that's making your mind cycle through these things. You can also talk with a therapist. Cognitive behavior and other talk therapies can be highly effective for dealing with your intrusive thoughts. Ask your doctor for a referral or consult a directory such as the American Psychological Association's Locator Service, or I believe I've mentioned it before and I'll mention it again, see if your work has a EAP, which is Employee Assistance Program, where you will actually get a set number of sessions with a referred counselor for free. It's a great, great thing to use. It's also anonymous, so you can call your HR department or speak with the supervisor, and they should be able to refer you to that. But no one else at work has to know that you're doing that, that you're getting that assistance. Usually you don't hear about it unless if some kind of tragedy happens at your workplace, but there are always, most companies have EAPs available to you, or in today's landscape with mental health being such an issue, a lot of insurances offer some coverage for mental health, seeing psychologists or therapists. And then your doctor or your therapist may actually refer to you to, or tell you to take some medication. These drugs may include antidepressants. Those thoughts will probably still continue to pop in your head, but you can live more comfortably with them through meditation and other simple techniques. But if you're taking this medication and it is causing you to have more thoughts, as some side effects are known to be with these medications, make sure you consult your physician, your doctor, immediately and let them know those thoughts. Please reach out to a friend or family member. Let them know you're having intrusive thoughts, especially if they're suicidal thoughts. And just make sure you're doing what you can to take care of yourself mentally, physically, emotionally. And that's another way as well that I didn't mention in here to kind of tame those intrusive thoughts. Get some exercise. I mentioned going for a walk earlier, but getting some exercise is one of the best things you can do to help relieve stress and clear your mind. So there you have a bunch of ways to help tame your intrusive thoughts. Do so through meditation. Again, if you're not used to meditating, you can get some assistance with YouTube videos or a smartphone app like Headspace. There are some good free ones on there, like free walkthroughs, as well as you can pay for a subscription, for a premium subscription there. Take some deep breaths and slow things down. You can talk to professionals, and you can also take those thoughts head on and dissect them and figure out why you're thinking them the way about them the way you are, or you can disengage from them and try to keep yourself occupied and find those solutions, the things that work that keep you occupied, and keep them as a toolkit for later on. And again, as always, seek professional help if you need to. Again, everyone has intrusive thoughts, so don't think you are alone when it comes to having intrusive, unsettling, upsetting thoughts. We all have them. I'm no different. But I've used several of these methods myself, of course. I've done some research and found these other methods. I talked to a therapist, especially lately, as I mentioned, dealing with that stress related to our fostering case and the other things related to it. And it's certainly helping me. And just keep at it. As I say here, keep moving forward and step up to greatness. Talk to you next time.